guys, thank you for coming today. I'm amazed at how many people turned up in this weather, and it shows that we're made of stern stuff. So the people that we're going to be talking to today and in the future had better beware. My name's Bill Adams. I'm the TUC Regional Secretary for Yorkshire and the Humber. And just before we start the proceedings, there are a few people in the crowd going round with a petition to stop the deportation of the Okpara family from Sheffield. They've lived here over 5 years now and they're under a serious threat of deportation. I'd just like you all to sign when you see these people waving the petitions around. They're just here at the moment. So I just wanted to mention that before we started the rally today. Comrades, we're here today, gathered as trade unionists, because we're all in this together. All our trade unions are here today. I'm sure there's many general members of the public here today, in our opposition to the swinging, nasty, unfair cuts that were announced by the Condems on Wednesday. And we're here in Sheffield because you have a sizeable Liberal contingent in here, and we've also got a Mr. Clegg. Who's flipped over completely from what he said before the election. He's now agreeing with his big mate Dave Cameron and the 23 multi-millionaires they sit round the cabinet table with them. They have no idea what it means to take your car into a garage and wonder if you can afford the MOT. They think £10,000 for a student fee is peanuts, because they pay £30,000 a term at Westminster or Repton. They're in a completely different world. And this government has got no mandate at all to do what they're doing. Two-thirds of the British public voted against these types of cuts. And the Liberals have flipped over, sided with the Tories, and all they keep saying is because of what the last government did. It was the greedy bankers that got us into this mess. And they should pick up the majority of the bill. Not the students, not the old people, not the postal workers, not the council workers, not our nurses and vulnerable people who need public services. We've got to fight back and turn back these cuts. Today, we've got an array of speakers. We've got Frances O'Grady has come up from London, the Deputy General Secretary of the TUC. She's going to be talking to you first. And we've got an array of people who not only work in public services, but are under threat of losing their own jobs. They're not under threat of losing their own jobs, but that means that people out there, vulnerable people who need services, won't get them. I'm not going to rabbit on now because we've got a whole host of speakers. It's my duty and my pleasure to welcome Frances O'Grady.